This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Got jobs?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. The November jobs report comes out later this morning from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate hit a 5.5-year low in October. Analysts think the unemployment rate will come up just a little bit last month. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, some would like to see it go even higher.
It seems counterintuitive. Why would anyone want more people out of work? Economist Mark Zandi with MoodysEconomy.com says a tight job market drives up wages, and that has inflation hawks at the Fed nervous.
They're concerned that wage pressures are going to boil over and cause businesses to raise prices more aggressively, and that's what they want to avoid. So I think slightly higher unemployment probably would do everyone a little bit of good.
Not everyone agrees. Jared Bernstein with the labor-backed Economic Policy Institute says rising wages aren't the problem.
The inflationary pressures we have seen over the last year or so have unequivocally come from the commodity side of things, from energy costs specifically.
Ben Bernanke and company will weigh all this when they meet next week. Despite more signs of a slowdown recently, many believe the Fed is still worried enough about inflation to hold interest rates steady. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Anticipating the jobs report got a lot of the Wall Street crowd a little jittery yesterday. The Dow finished down 31 points to 12,278. The Nasdaq fell 18 points and finished at 2407. And the S&P 500 dropped more than 5 points. It closed at 1407. Hewlett-Packard yesterday agreed to pay $14.5 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the state of California. Attorney General Bill Lockyer accused the company of unfair business practices as part of the company's big pretexting scandal. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli takes a look at where that money's going.
The bulk of the fine, $13.5 million, will help fund investigations into other privacy rights cases. Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center applauds the move.
This fund, I think, is actually an innovative approach and makes some sense to make more resources available to try to protect consumer privacy, and that's a good thing.
Identity theft expert Bob Sullivan agrees to a point.
I think the folks who actually were spied on and had their cell phone bills pulled up might question if a $13 million fund is quite enough of a deterrent to any other company that might try to do this in the future.
Of course, the fact that HP's chairwoman lost her job and she and others face criminal charges might be. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Visa has lost the World Cup to MasterCard. A federal judge has ordered soccer's governing body, FIFA, to drop a planned 8-year deal with Visa and return advertising and sponsorship rights to MasterCard. MasterCard has sponsored the World Cup for 16 years and had rights until 2014. When FIFA awarded sponsorship to Visa, MasterCard sued for breach of contract. You're listening to Marketplace. Time once again for the Job Files. Today we look at a rare breed of advertising professional.
My name's Dawn Jones, a performance marketer. I got my oh-so-useful theater degree from Northwestern University, a Bachelor of Fun Arts from Ringling Brothers Clown College, and it turned out that the circus skills became extremely marketable. Recently, I was on my stilts dressed as a calling card, marketing a Colombian telecom calling card, and everybody wanted their picture with the calling card.
I take my work home with me in a different way than other people do because I'm giving out products, I end up actually taking the product home with me. And I end up under a mountain of hairspray and t-shirts. And,
Today's Job File was produced by Sally Herships. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. Sony Pictures has reached the $3 billion in worldwide box office this year. That's a marker hit by only two other studios in movie history. Warner Brothers reached the mark in 2004 and 2005, and Disney got there in 2003. Some Hollywood insiders claim there's so much content being produced in the film world, it's much too much to keep track of. But DVD subscription service Netflix would beg to differ. In fact, they know their business for independent film distribution seems to be geared towards the proposition, the more the merrier. Rachel Dornhelm explains.
Mr. Waters, can I get a photo with you?
Hollywood veteran and indie film darling John Waters walked the red carpet at this year's Toronto International Film Festival. Together with director Jeff Garlin, Waters was there for the premiere of his new stand-up comedy film, This Filthy World.
Well, it's scary for me this time. Usually I'm the director. I go in this time and it's just me up there. I can't blame it on anybody else, you know.
I'm fully prepared to blame John for everything. That's all I can say.
Turns out the company to blame or laud for the film is Netflix. That's the online DVD subscription service that's revolutionized the way people rent movies. Now, Netflix wants to work its magic on the independent film scene. Ted Sarandos is chief content officer.
My thought was, how could it be that these films would just happen at a festival and then disappear from the culture? And is there something that we could do, enabled by our ability to efficiently market films, to create a living archive of these films?
Sarandos started the company's Red Envelope Entertainment division as an outlet for the kind of films that were good enough to get into Sundance, but not broadly marketable enough to get picked up. Sarandos says often conventional distributors won't touch something that's expected to only sell 100,000 units. But that could be a decent run for Netflix because it has such low overhead.
Because we don't have all the big machine infrastructure to wake up to produce the DVD, it's fairly simple. You know, you get the digital master for the film. We use an authoring house to create the DVD menus, and we use a replicator to replicate the DVDs for Netflix.
The company spends no money on DVD boxes or ads. It ships the films in thin envelopes and generates buzz with personalized viewing suggestions for subscribers. Red Envelope Entertainment broke into DVD distribution by licensing festival hits and documentaries like Born into Brothels. Now, Netflix has moved into producing original content, like the John Waters special. Entertainment journalist Dade Hayes says even though Netflix isn't risking a lot of capital with each DVD release, it could still be a slow road ahead for the online service.
So it's hard to imagine the same kind of heat around an independent film just going to DVD. There's no doubt plenty of money to be made, but it's not going to generate the kind of excitement that something that is in a theater would.
Still, it's a model that can reap big profits for Netflix when they do snag a hit, and there can be non-monetary rewards for young directors. The two brothers behind one of Red Envelope Entertainment's first DVD deals are doing their next movies with Fox Searchlight and Universal. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Would you say?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.